House Judiciary Committee probes DOJ on Supreme Court justices' safety after assassination attempt on Trump. By Amy Furr on July 23, 2024. Leaders with the House Judiciary Committee are looking into the safety of Supreme Court justices after former President Donald Trump's brush with death during an assassination attempt at an outdoor rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13, 2024. In a press release Tuesday, the committee said it is launching a probe around the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the safety of Supreme Court justices, noting that Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, announced the probe and wants a briefing for the committee by August 6. In his letter, addressed to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Jordan wrote, "On July 13, 2024, all Americans were shocked by the assassination attempt on President Donald Trump as he campaigned for the presidency, an attack that left one innocent American dead and others injured. Given the recent incendiary rhetoric directed towards other federal officials, including in particular the men and women serving on our nation's highest court, we write to understand the steps undertaken by the Department of Justice to ensure the safety of all Supreme Court justices." The Judiciary Committee is authorized to conduct oversight of the Justice Department pursuant to the rules of the House of Representatives. 18. If you have any questions, please contact committee staff at 202-225-6906. Trump survived an assassination attempt on July 13 during his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, when shots were fired, and a bullet nicked his right ear, leaving his face bloody, according to Breitbart News. The alleged shooter, whom the Secret Service killed, was identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally. During an interview with Breitbart News at the Republican National Convention, Jordan said the good Lord save Trump from being killed. It is important to note that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned Tuesday following a congressional hearing where she was unable or unwilling to answer numerous questions regarding the failure of the agency to prevent the assassination attempt on Trump, Breitbart News reported.